ones. You're the ones that have a spot in a community college right now. And as I talk to my board members, my vote is going to be also cast not only for the students in the system now, but I'm thinking about the 17-year-old African-American student at John Muir High School in my neighborhood, or the Latino student at Blair High School in my community, who is hoping to come out of his high school program and find a spot at a community college. And I don't want to see that individual turned away. Those are the people that have been suffering to the tune of hundreds of thousands for the last number of years. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do as a Board of Governors to adopt the reforms that will make room for those 15, 16, 17-year-old students and give them hope that they will have the same access to education that these students have had access and have the ability to come speak before us. So that's where I'll be casting my vote.
Vice President Perez.
First of all, I want to say that I'm enlightened by all the students that showed up today. It's encouraging to see that you actually care about what's happening within your local schools. I wish you had all been here when we had the discussions regarding prerequisites, because that's also going to impact you in the same way. Two things I want to advise you and just encourage you about is that you need to be present, not only for today, but you need to be present during all of these discussions that are occurring. And you need to tap into your network across the state to make sure that the other students are present as well. Because today's not the day to come and make the comments. I mean, half of the decisions have been made by this point. You need to be part of the discussion through the process overall in order for you to be impactful. Can you please allow me to finish my comments? We allowed you to speak. Thank you. Secondly, what I want to say to you is we as a system have to find ways to streamline some of our funding. We're not going to get no more money, you guys. It's a reality. Okay, everything is being cut with across our state. Everything is being cut, and you can continue to say increased taxes, etc. We can all be hopeful for that. But the reality is education is fighting for the same funding as social services and a lot of other programs out there today. What we have to do is look at how do we take the funding that we currently have and make more of it. Some of that has to do with streamlining some of our technology that we're paying for on a local level to a statewide level to decrease some of the costs that we're paying locally, to reallocate those fundings to provide more programs to our students that are in need of these services. And the other thing that I want to say to you is it's critical. These are just recommendations. That's all they are. The proof is in the pudding, and it has to do with the implementation. We have to ensure that we're prioritizing how we implement each of these recommendations, as well as the resources that are allocated. If we don't prioritize and we don't allocate the proper resources, for sure your concerns will occur. We will have students that are not being served. So be present, participate, and ensure that your voices are heard, that we are prioritizing what's most important to our students.
Member Berg.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. I want to thank City College of San Francisco for being so present today, for organizing and being here, and actually for being being so engaged in what the issues are. And I just wanted to say that. I mean, you make us proud to know that City College of San Francisco is a community college that's really in the know and on the move. Thank you.
Member Storm.
Thank you. First, I'd like to acknowledge all the students that did come out today and speak. I think it's vital for us to have our voices heard, and the only way we can do that is if we stand up and we're present and we participate. I also understand that nobody likes change. Change is hard, it's difficult, it hurts. But sometimes we have to do what we have to do to make the work, to make it work. We either have to plug the holes in the boat and float on, or we sink. This is a system that helps so many different people. We are so diverse. We need to be a part of what's happening, accept the recommendations, and be present for the implementation. That's where everything is going to take place. This is policy, and policy is vague so that you have wiggle room. But when it comes down to implementing and what we're going to actually do, I need you to be there. Everyone needs you to be there. And those that are coming behind us, because this is not going to affect us at all. We're going to continue like we are status quo. But those that come behind us, like my 17-year-old daughter, we need to make sure that she'll be able to have access, that she can get in. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be respectful. Other board member comments? Member Belinsky.
There's been so much said here today that it's kind of hard to come up with one uniform kind of statement on my part as a faculty member who's worked in the community college district for 21 years, or in a community college system for 21 years. As I look at this, I see student success as really being about student engagement. And we've been very fortunate today, I think we need to say that and honor that, that a number of engaged students, and Member Berg used the word engagement, a number of engaged students have come here and told us the value of their experience of being engaged. And I think we need to honor that and celebrate it. But we also have to look at the number of students that didn't come here today, or potential students who didn't come today, because they don't know how to be engaged. And they need someone to get them engaged. And I would like to hope that as we move through implementation, that that's what we're about, trying to get students engaged. But I hope we maintain our focus. And the reason I say that is because we've tried this before, and somehow we lose our focus. In 1986, the Matriculation Act was passed, or whatever the terminology, was signed into law. And when we focused on the matriculation program that provided assessment, orientation, development of an educational plan, reconnecting with a counselor multiple times in a semester, it involved having to have a matriculation plan at the college that was being held to and that was under review by peer review in the state chancellor's office, and that we did research, and research was a required component of matriculation. When we did that and focused on it, and I was on a college matriculation committee, we could see student success, or we could see the things that we needed to fix in order to make students successful. Same thing is true, as students have said, with EOPS, DSPNS, CalWORKs, all programs, and somehow we've lost our focus each time because money comes and then suddenly we're off doing something else, and we need to stay focused, and we need to try to work at this to make sure that we do focus on the need for full-time faculty, that we need to look at best practices, that we need to continue to stress student engagement, that we need to have local ownership. It's not here at the state level, and that we recognize that we need to move forward to focus on students who can get lost. And in getting lost, they don't complete their basic skills education. And getting lost, they don't know how to transfer because somebody wasn't there and they got discouraged. So I'd hope that we focus on this and we do it in such a way that we empower, again, people at the local level. We empower faculty, that we hire faculty, that we hire staff, that we look at the technology and what upgrades we could do in an effort to make this work and not simply just carry it out because we were told to do so.
Okay, thank you. Member Yang. Turn your button up.
First of all, again, I just thank you all the students and all the members of faculty that showed up and taught us how you feel. And I sense some frustration and anger, perhaps maybe because you guys feel like you guys powerless and couldn't help your situation or didn't have much to do in this process. However, again, this is just a recommendation. And I do want to advise every student member that showed up today, don't turn away, don't feel discouraged if this didn't go the way that you guys wanted to go. Be here and be present for every step when the implementation is going on, because that's where everything's going to change, and that's where your voice is going to be most important. So please understand. I know how you feel. I've been at your seats doing budget hearings and everything else in the past couple of years. I know how it feels, but please don't be discouraged if this doesn't go the way you would like it to go. But yet, keep a track on us. Keep finding out what we're doing and keep coming to voice your opinion on what's important to you.
OK. Okay. Member Ramos.
Thank you. I would echo what has been said, and particularly this last comment. I think it's very important that the kind of engagement that we've seen here today continue. And I think it's also important to go back to what the Chancellor started with. And I know that, you know, it may not seem that way to some, but I think that while there are differences of opinion about where we need to go and perhaps how we need to get there, I think we all share a common interest, a common understanding of the import of education in the community college system throughout our state. I think everyone needs to acknowledge that we may have differences in the ways that we understand the problems or the ways that we get there, but we have a common interest in not being antagonistic with each other in addressing these issues and these challenges. We have a common interest, rather, in trying to find the most open dialogue and the most honest dialogue we can have with civility and with an understanding that because we have some differences that may have surfaced in this process, that doesn't mean that some people are good people or right people and others are bad or wrong. Frankly, what's going to happen here, as has been stated directly and indirectly, is that this process is now going to go to a much more open public discussion phase in which legislation and regulatory action will be in play. And this, I think, as Member Perez was suggesting, is exactly the time and the place for those engaged members of the public and others who are not here to get involved in the conversation, but in an informed and constructive way, a productive way. We face constraints that we are not happy with either. There's no joy in being a member of this board and having to look at the very things that are creating frustration, anxiety, and concern in the members of this audience. Our goal and job, however, is to not look at just the component parts. We have a public charge and responsibility to look at the big picture. And it's very difficult to have to look at that big picture in ways that at times involve having to pick and choose, involve having to make tough choices. Frankly, the legislator is going to have the tougher choices to make, and the regulatory bodies that are governed by our executive branch are going to have the tougher choices to make as we get into this next phase. What I hope that we can do, based on the very important insights that have been raised today, is to think about intelligent ways to move this agenda forward where we can, through staging processes that don't require an all-or-nothing approach, through some piloting efforts and some experiments on the ground that ultimately can show us what will work and where there are legitimate concerns, where we need to make corrections, so that the best approaches, the most effective ways to support success in the multiple ways we define it, can be scaled up and taken to a broader regional and ultimately a statewide level. I think that, you know, finally, with all due respect, I understand that in the nature of the times in which we live, there is a sense among many people that came to the microphone that we should be somehow, you know, forcing the K-12 system to make reforms, taxing people that have certain kinds of incomes, redirecting state resources. Those are all things that on a personal level I'm incredibly, incredibly resonant with. But those are really well beyond the purview of this board. We have no tax imposing authority. We do not tell the K-12 system how to do its business. We try to consult. We try to cooperate. We can probably have conversations in some measure about better ways to resource our system, but that is not the conversation that we're having here today. The conversation we're having here today is about a very specific body of recommendations, and they are just recommendations, as has been said, to take to the legislative and the executive bodies for further discussion, public review, and decision making. And as has been said, I hope that you will remain engaged. I really appreciate the vitality of the discussion, the energy that was brought to it, and I hope that that kind of engagement in the democratic process of our state will continue to help us all get to a better place than we are in right now.
Okay, other board member comments? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to ask Jerry to call the roll for a vote made by Member Baca, seconded by Member Baum.
Motion. Okay, let me know if you're yes, no, or abstain. Manuel Baca?
Yes.
Jeffrey Baum?
Yes.
Natalie Byrd?
Abstain. I'm abstaining because I was not.
Natalie?
Sorry, I always do that. I'm abstaining because I was, this plan
predates my tenure with the with this board, and I therefore had no opportunity to have any input.
Joseph J. Belansky.
Hold on.
No, but I believe that the implementation of that doesn't, by the way, necessarily mean that I'm not in favor of it. It simply means that I think that the implementation of this plan is going to just smooth out all the rough edges, and it's going to be very successful.
Thank you.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Is clear.
Is clear.
From the present vote.
From the present vote.
The majority of voices.
The majority of voices.
Came here to speak.
Came here to speak.
Have not been heard.
Have not been heard.
And we don't appreciate.
And we don't appreciate.
A level of condescension.
A level of condescension.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen, you've had your opportunity to speak. Let's finish the roll. Let's finish the roll in, Jerry.
Joseph J. Belansky, Jr.
Who is next?
Joseph J. Belansky, Jr.
Speak louder.
Danny Hawkins.
Abstain.
Scott Himmelstein.
Yes.
Lance Izumi.
Yes.
Peter McDougal.
Yes.
Deborah Malumet.
Yes.
Alice Perez.
Yes.
Henry A.J. Ramos.
Yes.
Gary Reed.
Yes.
Jarena Storm.
Yes.
Ning Yang.
Ning does not vote.
Oh, yes. Sorry. No,
that's right. Okay, the motion carries.
My check!
I'd like to move we adjourn.
Every single
meeting is adjourned.